Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, SQL Basics. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Modeling and SQL Basics in the Database Administration for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of structured query language, SQL, the basic syntax and structure of SQL queries, and practical examples of select statements. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to write simple SQL queries to retrieve data from a database, which is an essential skill in the finance and fintech industries. Main content: introduction to structured query language, SQL. Structured query language, commonly known as SQL, is a powerful tool for managing and manipulating data stored in relational databases. SQL serves as the primary interface between users and databases, allowing for the retrieval, insertion, updating, and deletion of data. Consider SQL as the language that helps you communicate with your database effectively. In the finance and fintech sectors, SQL is invaluable for analyzing transaction histories, customer data, and financial reports. For example, financial analysts might use SQL to extract data on customer spending patterns to identify trends and enhance marketing strategies. By mastering SQL, you empower yourself to access critical data that can inform business decisions, making you a more valuable asset to your organization. Basic syntax and structure of SQL queries. Understanding the basic syntax of SQL queries is crucial for writing effective commands. A typical SQL query follows a straightforward structure. Let's break this down. Select. This clause specifies the columns you want to retrieve data from. From. This clause indicates the table from which you are retrieving the data. Where, this optional clause filters records that meet specific criteria. For instance, if you wanted to retrieve the names and account balances of customers from a table named Customers, your SQL query would look like this. This query instructs the database to display the name and account balance columns from the Customers table. If you want to filter this data to display only customers with an account balance greater than $1,000, you would modify the query to include a where clause. Example of select statements. Select statements are the most commonly used SQL commands, and they are foundational for data retrieval. Let's consider a couple of examples relevant to the finance and fintech context. Retrieving transaction records. Suppose you work at Test Company, and you want to analyze all transactions that occurred in the last month. You might have a table called Transactions with columns like Transaction ID, Amount, and Transaction Date. Your SQL query could look like this. This query retrieves the Transaction ID, Amount, and Date for all transactions that occurred in the last month. Finding high-value customers. If you want to identify customers whose total account balance exceeds $10,000, you could query the customers table as follows. This command allows you to focus on high-value customers, which can help in strategizing targeted marketing efforts or personalized service offerings. Analyzing monthly sales. Another practical application of select statements is to analyze monthly sales data. Assume you have a sales table called monthly sales with the columns sale ID, product, sale amount, and sale date. To find total sales for the current month, your SQL query could be, this query helps you assess the performance of your products and can inform inventory decisions or marketing strategies. By utilizing SQL select statements effectively, you can extract valuable insights from your data, driving better business decisions. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the basics of structured query language, SQL, focusing on its purpose in data retrieval and management. You learned about the essential syntax and structure of SQL queries, particularly the select statement, which is critical for accessing data in databases. By mastering these skills, you are now equipped to write simple SQL queries to retrieve data, an essential competency in the finance and fintech industries. As you continue your journey in database administration, these foundational skills will be invaluable in your career advancement. Reflection questions: how can SQL be utilized to improve decision-making processes in your organization? What types of data would you be interested in retrieving from a database in your current role? After learning about the select statement, how confident do you feel about writing SQL queries?